Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Is that Houston Texans defense when you get a chance to look at it, knowing what their numbers? I mean, we know what their numbers are, but you get to look at.
Yeah, you know. I think one, the way they can produce those type of numbers, and still be, I'm not calling like a team that doesn't blitz a whole lot. They're not a lot of exotic looks. They just kind of put the ball down and play. They're fantastic in the back end. I think their front is great. They're getting a lot of pressure on the quarterbacks. So, we're going to have our hands full. But, again, on a short week, just trying to put together a game plan, watching as much film as we can, trying to develop as good of a plan we can, and ultimately comes down to executing on Thursday.
I know every year is different, but as you reflect back to how that game ended back in October of 2024, unable to get the ball out of the shadow of the end zone and how it eventually cost you the game, any stinging memories? I mean, how much more equipped do you think you are?
I got beat up that game. Didn't play well at all. It's watching that film. There's a lot of good stuff to watch from that film, but it's hard to watch. You know, I played pretty badly. Hopefully we can go out there and play a little bit better and move the ball a little bit better. But again, this defense is no easy task to go against, and it's going to take everything that we got from everybody on the field.
Talked about Shavers after the game, and Joe and Sean have both kind of talked about him making the most of that opportunity, and it seems like the trust factor for you with him is quite high. How has he earned that from you?
Hearing
the trust that you...
It's so high because I've watched him for years just come out and work extremely hard. He's typically one of the last people to leave the practice field. Anytime I want to throw extra, he's always out there. He does the little things the right way. In the run game, again, he's going in and doing some of the dirty work for us. And, I can continue to say the most positive things about the guy because, again, each and every day, that's who he is. He's an extremely positive person, but he works extremely hard. And he's still learning and growing in this game. And it's been awesome to see how he's progressed in his career, and I still think there's a lot of room to grow with him.
I was kind of going off of that. You often said that the reward for doing is the opportunity to do more. How does that maybe manifest itself for a guy like Tyrell coming off the game that he had on Sunday?
Yeah, again, he does things the right way, and typically when you do that, you find yourself in the right spots. And he's prepared when the opportunity comes his way to make the most of it, and I think we've seen that so far from him. And he continues to make plays, and again, we haven't asked him to do a whole lot. in the passing game over the first, 8 weeks of the season, whatever we're at right now. But again, he's just been ready for whenever his number's called, and he's made some really key plays for us this season on some third downs that doesn't get a whole lot of credit for, but, there was an opportunity for him to play a little bit more this last game, and he took advantage of it.
Josh.
Absolutely. To know that, again, this guy's been working extremely hard and he's in the right spots and he's making plays and, he's big, he's fast, he's an easy guy to throw to. It makes you root for him, but it makes it easier to throw to him. You have this trust in him.
So when you got in here on Monday, the first two throws that you wanted to talk about or look at were the interceptions from that game last week. When you look at that whole game in totality, what's your overview of how you play?
I didn't play too well. I don't think so. Obviously, in that second half, we got things rolling. The dumb boneheaded decision early on, trying not to take a sack, and the one to Dawson, fourth down, trying to sneak one in there. Those plays are happening, but that first one just can't happen. But there was a couple throws throughout the game that I just feel like I want back. The one to Khalil, ball came out really good. The nose just didn't turn down. The wind just kind of sailed it high on me. There was one to Josh Palmer on the naked where I was kind of in between steps. But again, that's a throw that I should make. The one to Reggie in the end zone, 2-point conversion, the ball on the way up hit my thigh pad and was coming out of my hand. So it was wobbling a little bit. But again, just better mechanics put me in a better spot to throw that ball there. But I can go down the list. There was just too many throws that I feel like I don't miss, and there's really no excuse for that. It's just going out there and, again, trusting the guys. And I need to make those plays when the opportunities are there. And, I'm confident that we can still get things going there.
Even how you distributed the ball, though, do you think this offense is now better equipped to have answers that maybe were sometimes lacking at times during the season?
I mean, I think we've always had the wherewithal and the opportunities to do that. Now going out there and executing is a different story. And I think that, again, this last week we executed at a high level for the most part. But again, still a lot of room to grow, still learning. And ultimately our main goal, no matter what it takes, is just to find a way to win the football game. And that's what this team's trying to find ways to do right now. And, I think we're in a good spot, not a great spot, and we got to continue to keep him together as a team.
Your running backs more the last 2 weeks. I know some of that's opponent specific, but is that an area that you feel like you guys as an offense can maybe take advantage of or just moving forward?
Yeah, I think so. I think our three backs are fantastic in the run and in the pass game. They, do everything they're asked to do. Obviously, we know what Jimbo is and how well he's been able to run the ball. And, Ray's come in a few times and, the run game out of the pass game. And then now you see him in the return game making some really big plays for us. And then Ty Johnson, who I've said it over and over again, he's the best third down back in football. So three extremely talented guys that the more touches you can get them, probably the better that you're going to play as an offense. And typically, matchup-wise, they're going to be favorable matchups because how talented and how quick they are and how smart they are. So, yeah, the more that we can utilize them, the better.
Early in the game, you ripped one down the field to McCole Hardman. It was incomplete, so on the surface, it doesn't look like much of a play. But when you dig a little deeper into it, is there something that can be kind of an advantage on a play like that, knowing that you're trying to stretch it a little bit?
Yeah, I mean, just the opportunity to throw one down there and make teams think that maybe we're throwing, we have the opportunity to do that. Now, obviously, we want to complete those and. If we have chances, we gotta take advantage of them. And that one's a close play. It's a tough play, but I still think I take that throw 10 times out of 10.
Bernard grew up just outside of Houston, so it'd be a special game for him, the homecoming. I know you guys obviously different sides of the ball, but as the only two team captains, what's your relationship with him like, and how do you see him approach that role of captain with this team along with you?
Yeah, he's unbelievable. I think he's still pretty young in this game. And to have the grasp of what being a professional football player is and what it looks like. He leads by example. He's battled through a lot and more than I think anybody would ever know. But that's just the type of guy he is, the type of player he is. He doesn't want to let his teammates down. He works extremely hard. He's one of the first one in, one of the last ones out. And again, like, he just goes out there and he balls, and he puts his body on the line, and he does it for his teammates. So I love that guy.
How did the Eurostep celebration come about?
I lost to Fat Perez on a one-hole match last year, and it's been a year and a half in the making. You know, Alshay trying to find the right time to do it, and sometimes you black out when you score, and finally had a clear sense of thought where I can get it over with and clear my debt.
What?
A bet. A golf match.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, I didn't know what you said. Like,
one hole match. Yeah, it was a one hole. Yeah, he beat me. He's a pretty good golfer.
Who did?
His name is Fat Perez.
Perez.
Yes.
Okay.
Fantastic. Bob does sports and the whole gang. They're awesome.
Do you usually black out when you score? Is that like...
Yeah, normally. Yeah. I've said this over and over again to anybody that's ever asked, how does it feel to score a touchdown in the NFL? It never changes from Pop Warner to high school to college. The same feeling, it's the best feeling in the world. And sometimes you don't know what to do.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.